Seneca, Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Spanish Prime Minister says he will not rule out using constitutional powers to take away Catalonia's autonomous status if the region declares independence. VOA's Steve Miller reporting on pro-independence demonstrations across Spain.
Tens of thousands took to the streets of Spain in pro-unity rallies. This as political tensions rise over calls for Catalonian independence. Spain's Prime Minister, Mariano Rajoy, has said he won't negotiate unless the push for independence is scrapped. Meanwhile, Catalonia's secessionist leader, Charles Puigdemont, has announced he will make an address to Catalonia's regional parliament on Tuesday. Puigdemont had planned to declare independence as early as Monday before Spain's constitutional court blocked that sitting of parliament.
VOA's Steve Miller reporting. Hurricane Nate has made landfall along the U.S. Gulf Coast, moving through the states of Mississippi and Alabama inland now. Nathan's winds have decreased to about 85 kilometers per hour, expected to further weaken as it moves over land. Of most concern is the storm surge, which could bring 3-meter-high water swells onshore. In its wake, Nate is leaving at least 25 people dead across Central America. Explosions at a natural gas plant, a station in Accra, rocked the Ghanaian capital, causing a massive fire that forced residents to flee. Reuters reporting that there have been casualties, according to the Deputy Information Minister. Ghana National Fire Service spokesperson told the French news agency AFP that a tanker delivering natural gas to a petrol station caused the explosions. This is VOA News. U.S.